Like I say, we appreciate the opportunity to be back House of the Lord this evening. Appreciate all of you is able to come be in this service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Don't know altogether what we'll do. We're gonna read you some scripture. Fairly familiar scripture. It ain't been too long since I read it. Read it to you. As far as that goes. So you're going to get it again. A little bit of a different thought. We are glad that you're here. Glad to see you. Just trust that the Lord will bless you. We're going to be reading some out of the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis 32. We're going to start with the 24th verse. I can read some of that other, but you pretty much know it. And if you don't, you can read it, familiarize yourself with it. I'll start with the 23rd. It says, and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. He saith unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Now, you know very well tonight that this was as the chapter says, this is after Jacob had come back and met Esau, and he was left alone here and wrestled, the scripture says, wrestled with a man. He said in this scripture that he had seen God face to face, and his life was preserved. And I don't know that I'll preach on any of that. You're just going to have to bear with me. I got a little strange thought. Strange when you look at what I read into you, but there's a thought, and as I've told you before, I get thoughts all kind of places, and I do. I take medication, take several different kinds, and we got one that my regular drugstore don't carry. So I had to find me another place to get it. And I did, and for the second time in the row, I ordered it, and they didn't have it. And they sent me a message. Said, we are temporarily out of stock. Now, if you really need this medicine, call this number. Craziest answer I've ever seen in my life, is to be honest with you. But I got thinking about that. Actually, on the way home this evening after we'd worked, and I got to thinking about it. I want to talk just a little bit tonight, if the Lord help me, about temporarily out of stock. Temporarily out of stock. Well, I thought the answer that they had sent me was crazy. I mean, I'm the one that called you to refill it. What do you mean? If you need it, call this number. It's the same number that I called to begin with. So I did. I called the number. They left me about 3 or 4 messages, try and get in touch with me, what have you. And I understand that a lot of things is automated. I understand that, but the automation wasn't going to take my information. I need to talk to somebody. Find out if they was temporarily out of stock. Was they going to get any in stock? Was they going to have it, or was I going to have to go somewhere else and get it? Y'all know how it is. Y'all know how that part works. I want you to think just a minute. If you asked the Lord or got in touch with the Lord and His answer to you was temporarily out of stock, what would you do? Now, you might think, well, preacher, that's the craziest thing. It probably is, but that's what I've got. There's no need in me trying to fix up anything else. When I thought about that, I thought about this scripture, how that Jacob needed something from the Lord. And he went to the Lord. And the Bible says here that he wrestled with a man. He wrestled with him all night long to the place that the man touched the hollow of his thigh. And the man cried out to Jacob and said, "Let me go. Let me go." And he said, "I will not let thee go until thou blesses me." Now, I don't know about you, but when I actually pray to the Lord, I believe he's going to have the answer. I believe he's going to fix the problem. He never has ever told me temporarily out of stock. Temporarily out of stock or forever out of stock. It's really pretty tough when you go somewhere and you know that people's got what you're looking for, and you get over there to the aisle of where it was, and there's a big old sign just says out of stock. Out of stock. Well, you'll do that. You'll go two or three times, but after a while, you'll quit going. Won't you? You'll quit going. That's exactly what would happen to you if you kept going to the Lord and he didn't have no answer, or he didn't have anything to help you with, didn't have anything to bless you with. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and you can call it ever what you want to, but brethren, me and you look for the blessings of the Lord. We do. We look for them. We look for God to bless us. We do. We look for God, my friend, to have the blessing that we stand in need of. And it really doesn't matter what the circumstance is. We look for it. Bible says here, if you'll back up a few chapters, my friend, you'll find out that Esau, brethren, went out to get some venison because his father said, "Go kill the venison," because it was time for the blessing. It was time. Esau knew that his father, my friend, Isaac, got old, in other words, and he was about to die. And it was time for the blessing. You know the scripture and know it very well. But the Bible says that Esau, while he is gone, that Rachel, my friend, took Jacob and doctored him up, my friend, and got the venison ready and went in unto his father. Why did he go? He went to get the blessing. Now, I'm not going to get into a lot of the different things there, but nonetheless, brethren, Isaac knew that the blessing went to the elder son. It was customary. That's the way it worked. Esau was out getting the venison, my friend, that he might come in and bring it to his father, and his father bless him. You know the scripture very well. And the Bible says that Jacob come in here, and he had hair all over his neck and had hair on his hands. Now, Jacob wasn't a hairy man. But Esau was. And the Bible said that even Isaac himself, when he blessed him, he said, "It's the hands of Esau, but it's the voice of Jacob." He knowed without a doubt, brethren, that something was wrong. Something was different. Now, you might think, I don't know what you think, be quite frank with you, but I just believe, my friend, that God had his hand in every bit of that. Why? Why do I say that? Brethren, it's the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. God blessed him. Not only did Isaac bless him with a natural blessing, God blessed him because he looked toward him. Didn't he? It would have been a mess for Jacob had Jacob left for them 20 years and God said, I'm all out of blessings. He went across, the Bible said, he went across that Jordan with a staff in his hand. But the prayer was, Lord, you be with me and bring me back again to this place and I'll give a tenth back unto you. All he had was that rod, that staff. That's all he had. Brethren, you don't think God blessed Jacob? You don't think God was with Jacob? Now Esau come in and he had the venison. He told Isaac, he said, here's the venison. In other words, where's the blessing? And Isaac told him, he said, there's no blessing. There's none. Said, I've done blessed. He had done took care of that part. So Esau come in, my friend, and he found him out of stock. Did he not? Didn't have it. Didn't have it, my friend. But the Bible does say that Isaac, after talking to Esau, that he blessed him also. There was a certain amount of the blessing that went toward Esau. Yes, it did. That was God's plan too. You say, preacher, not so. God had a plan for both of them. He just had to get them in the place. Yes, sir. Esau was a man of the field. You know the scripture. All that. Esau's the father of the Edomites. And the Edomites, my friend, give Israel trouble all their life. Trouble. Preacher, you mean to tell me that God put that thing together? I'm here to tell you that God knowed exactly what he was doing. Brethren, did you know that Edom had 12 princes? Jacob had 12 sons, did he not? So did Esau. Yes, sir, 12. You say, preacher, I just don't understand any of that. I want you to know that Esau and Edom, all of their lifetime, they realized they could not have the real blessing. They couldn't. God didn't bless them like he did Jacob, my friend. Proof. Send the scripture. There's things, my friend, that we wonder sometimes whether you'll have it or not. I believe the scripture teaches us that the Lord had created that of the evil man for the day of wicked. For the day of wickedness. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't know whether I can swallow that or not. Well, I got news for you. That's exactly what the scripture teaches. Brethren, there was two, the Bible said, that come out of that of Rachel. I can't get Rachel and Rebecca separated. Rachel had two. She was told that there's two nations. Two nations, my friend, in her womb. And that the elder would serve the younger. Yes, sir. That ain't, listen, folks, that wasn't customarily. That wasn't the way things were supposed to happen. You'll find out in the scripture, you can go on down and read it, my friend, that you'll find that Jacob leaned upon his staff in his old age. He thought he'd never see, my friend, his son Joseph anymore. That's what he thought. Thought he was dead. Got down there, my friend, in the days of Egypt, the Bible said, leaning upon his staff, he blessed the two sons of Joseph. Yes, sir. And the Bible says when he blessed them that he crossed his hands. Yeah. Yes, sir. Put the blessing, put that right hand upon that younger one. Yes, sir. And that left one on the elder. And Joseph said, not so. Not so. He said, yea, what I've done, I've done. Brethren, the blessing is for the younger man. Yes, it is. These things tonight, my friend, that we may find out going down our journey, you might run out of stock, my friend, on the natural side of things, but you never will run out of stock on the spiritual side. You won't do it. You'll never see the sign temporarily. Out of stock. It won't happen. No, sir. You say, preacher, you mean to tell me that God's gonna bless us? He'll bless you spiritually. And if you'll live for Him spiritually, thank God He'll bless the natural man for it. Yes, He will. There's a blessing for him. There's something that comes from God, Jeff, that'll satisfy even the outward man. Amen. These two, a lot of folks don't have it, won't have it, but there's two. There's two of us. I'm going to say this, and I just know it. I ain't got no reason to tell you a lie, but I want you to know that there's been many a person, my friend, people that have treated their brother wrongfully. Wrongfully. Thinking that they was doing God's business. You hear me? You say, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. I want you to know, my friend, that me or you or anybody sitting here tonight cannot make another one do one thing. Amen. It's up to them. It's a free choice. Yes, sir. The Lord made it so. Yes, He did. You cannot make your family, my friend, live for God. They've got to choose it on their own. Yes, sir. Preacher, now I don't know about you. All I can speak about is me. There's some things in my life that I wished I didn't have to do, naturally speaking. Medically speaking, it was one of my goals. Bless Lord. Not written anywhere. Wasn't anybody else's goal, but it was one of mine. Not to ever be cut on. I didn't want to be cut on. Preacher, what things come about. When I had to have my pacemaker, I remember it very well. I was 45 years old. I felt like I was a young man. But I had a problem, had a situation that I couldn't fix. But the doctor said he could. But I remember very vivid, my friend, coming out of that recovery room, the first words that I said is, I did not want to have this done. I let them know. I let them know. But, the words was told me, I was pastor right here. They called me on a Wednesday morning. I'd wore a monitor for about 3 days, four, something like that. Turned it in on Tuesday evening. Wednesday morning, about 8 o'clock, that phone rung. I was in my office. I answered it. And they began to talk to me. They said, Mr. Jackson, said you need to come over to the hospital. I never will forget it. I said, well, what am I coming to the hospital for? Well, we've read your results, and you're going to have a pacemaker. Just what it said. I was in my office. I remember it very vividly. I said, well, I ain't a-coming. Shocked them, I guess, but I was dead serious. I hadn't had no problems, really. Had a kidney stone. They found out my heart rate was too low, and I was all right with that, evidently. I thought I could just go on. Then they begin to talk. They didn't know how stubborn they was talking to. Talked to me over an hour. They found out I wasn't coming. This lady on the other end, she said, Mr. Jackson, she said, you've got a problem and we can fix it. Said, you ought to be thankful. She said, there's a lot of them we can't. And that started some wheels turning. And I told him, I said, all right, I'll be there in the morning. I ain't coming today. Y'all know. I come right on up here Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, and I preach to you that was here. When we got ready to go, I told you, I said, just pray for me. Got to have a pacemaker put in. The truth of it is that I would have been better off to go Wednesday, because Thursday they put me through the ringer. I mean, they put me through the ringer. They worked me over. And about 6 o'clock that evening, they put a pacemaker in. But they had to look at everything to be sure everything else was in place where I could have a pacemaker. Yeah. Now, that being said, I didn't want a pacemaker. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm on my second one. Done changed the battery in the second one. Right now, you know, it don't bother me. I'm set. My heart ain't going to go too low. It ain't going to get so low. I felt tired. I felt give out. A few things. The worst thing that I had to overcome, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but the worst thing that I had to overcome was going to sleep. I like to never figured out how to get to sleep. That pacemaker was bumping in my ears, my heart. Boom, boom. I had never heard that. Boom, boom. And it was doing it, I thought, too fast. Going pretty quick. But it's getting my ear. You say, preacher, what about that? I was running so slow, I didn't notice it. Yeah. I'd go to sleep just like that. Didn't bother me. Not a bit in this world. Didn't think I had a problem. But you know what? They found out I had a problem. So you can take that little gold and just throw it out the window. You can forget it. I've personally had to overcome that. You may not think much about it, but I personally had to overcome that. There may be things in your life that you set and you've not yet achieved, not yet been there. You say, preacher, why didn't you have a different kind of goal? I can't answer that. I really don't know. It's just one that I had. But a lot of times we set things out. Jacob left. He left this place. He left the house of God. That's what he said. He laid his head on a stone for a pillar. And then the next day, he took that stone that he had laid for a pillar and he began to erect a pillar. A-R. An erection, a statue, a place, a memorial. He said, this is none other than the house of God. And I knew it not. That's when he vowed unto God, you go with me. Do you know the Lord didn't tell him he was going to be down there 20 years? The Lord didn't tell him that Laban was going to change his wages 10 different times. He didn't tell him all that. Jacob didn't ask about all that. All Jacob asked was, Lord, you go with me and bring me back to this place again. And he said, I'll give a tenth unto thee. He didn't know what he was going to have. He went down in that land to get him a wife. A wife. He wound up with two. Did he not? And the Lord blessed him. Didn't only bless him. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. You may not look at things like I do, but I'm going to be honest with you. When God blesses you on your journey, I want you to know that that blessing blesses other people. I believe that. It did in this case. Laban even told him, he said, I've learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for you being here. He didn't want to let him go. He did not. He didn't want to let him go. He might have been better off to let him go. Preacher, what makes you say that? Well, according to Laban's sons, he took all his cattle, sheep and goats and everything else. You took everything that was our father's. Jacob told him. He said, oh no. Rightfully so. Brother, they would, I believe with all my heart, Jeff, they wouldn't too many ring striped cows running around. They wasn't too many speckled and brown spotted. As you'd look out over across the fields and see the cattle. And Laban agreed to it. Jacob said, just give me them ring stripes, brown and speckled. I believe he looked out and he thought, well, there ain't too many of them. Let him have them. But little did he know that God was in the matter. Little did he know that God was working. He told old Jacob, he said, you carve you some rings, one of them poplar sticks. And he told him specifically, he said, when them healthy, fat cattle come in there, he said, you put that stick in the trough. He said, when them weak, feeble ones get in there, he said, you pull it out. Well, I told him. Did he not? You say, preacher, that ain't quite right. Well, who's working this deal? You know, a lot of times we miss out because we just will not trust that God can handle it. And he can. We can't, but he can. I know I've been scattered tonight, and there ain't nothing I can do about that. I want to leave this with you. I don't believe you'll ever find the Lord to answer you temporarily out of stock. I just don't believe he'll do it. Do you?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He may not. The truth of it is, the real truth of it is, when Jacob got before Laban, he told him, he said, I've been here with you. And he said, you've changed my wages 10 times. In other words, he said, every time I do this, you change it to this and change it to that. Went to get Rachel and he had to take Leah to begin with. Jacob didn't bargain for that, but he bargained for Rachel. And he told her, he said, you fulfill Leah's week, and he said, then I'll give you Rachel, but you're going to work 7 more years. You're going to work 7 more years. But he already received Rachel. Yes, sir. It's different. It's different. It most certainly was. Y'all know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all of it. Just don't believe tonight for a minute that you'll ever hear the Lord say, temporarily out of stock. I ain't got it. Because he's got it. He's got it. If me and you will find our place and do that we need to do between us and the Lord. There's a man in the New Testament in the days of the early church when the apostles, the disciples was going out, they laid hands on some of them. They received the Holy Ghost. And there's a man by the name of Simon. He had been following them. He had good things to say. And he told them, he said, I want to purchase what you have. And then they begin to tell him how it worked. It didn't work. You can't purchase it. You can't buy it. It's the gift of God. It is. It comes from the Lord. You got to follow His direction. You got to follow His way. Even today. That's all I got. Maybe somebody else got something.